Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, there are active votes going on right now on the shutdown. Here's Carolyn from earlier today.
The clean CR being voted on today in the House of Representatives that will lead to the reopening of the federal government is what President Trump and Republicans have supported from day one. Our troops, air traffic controllers, and federal employees will be back to receiving their regular paychecks. Families in need will get back to receiving their food purchasing assistance, and the people's government will soon be back open for business. President Trump looks forward to finally ending this devastating Democrat shutdown with his signature, and we hope that signing will take place later tonight.
We had Congresswoman Wagner on a little bit earlier as she prepared for the vote. I'm looking at an image right now live from the House floor. We have Duane Patterson with HotAir.com, host of the Duane's World podcast, with us to run some of this down this afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine, except I got a bone to pick with you. Hi, Sue, by the way.
Sue is not in the... You're going to have to repeat the hi, Sue, because she left the room. She must not have known you were coming up, or she would have stayed.
She always leaves whenever I show up.
Oh, there she is.
I'm starting to take it personally.
She's there. She came back in.
You had this story that you closed last hour out, this sad story out of the University of California, San Diego,
right,
and why nobody can do any math, right?
Yeah.
The old Saturday Night Live thing with Gerald Ford and Chevy Chase, I was told there would be no math. Here's the thing. You said, I don't understand why this is happening. This is supposed to be an elite school. I can't understand this. Who hires these professors? Who runs the school boards up and down the state? What political persuasion pretty much defines how academics gets done, right?
I don't know. That's a tough one, Duane. I might have to think on that.
Now, this is the same state that 35 years ago decided, let's spend $33 billion on a train from nowhere to nowhere that'll get there really fast, and everybody will ride it. And it will be done in 10 years. It's now 35 years later. Not a blinking mile of actual track has been laid. It's now going to cost $135 billion. It might get done by 2032, and nobody knows where the funding is coming from. These are the same people that you're wondering, how come we don't understand math in the state of California? Look at what we're doing with the shutdown vote right now. The Democratic Party is still, the House Democrats, by and large, are going to vote to keep the shutdown going because, I'm checking my notes here, because the Obamacare program that they passed on a party line vote in 2010 that was, I'm reading again here, the selling point was it was going to lower premiums.
Yes.
It did no such thing.
No.
To the extent that they had to dump a bunch of subsidies, extra subsidies, on top of it, again on a party line vote, all Democrat, in 2022. And even Democrats then said that, you know, this is a lot of money. We don't know what a lot of money is, but we think this is actually a lot of money, and it probably can't happen forever, so let's put a three-year sunset on it. And now that we're at that three-year sunset, by gum, they need more money. So much so that they're holding the country hostage until they get another $1.5 trillion.
How about what percentage of the American people actually know the narrative that you just laid out, which is the accurate narrative? Because most of them buy the nonsense that the Republicans are shutting down the government and not, you know, dealing with health care, all this other stuff. And let's face it, they have gained zero in all this. John Thune and Mike Johnson were very clear from the very start. We will have conversations about the ACA subsidies absolutely upon reopening the government. That it took them so long.
It was the Michael Corleone argument, right?
Right.
Here's my offer. You get nothing. that's what you're going to get.
And they didn't. So then, how, you know, now I don't think I played this one, but you have folks on the other side that are still apoplectic on the House side.
The American people got a vote.
Do you think Schumer should stay as the Senate minority leader?
I mean, that's up to Senate Democrats. I'm very disappointed in what happened, but that's up to them.
Do you think your Senate colleagues have let you guys down? You guys have been taking the hard votes.
A productive discussion.
Should Chuck Schumer stay as minority leader?
I think what is so important for folks to understand is that this problem is bigger than one person, and it actually is bigger than the minority leader in the Senate.
All right, so that's AOC there, and I guess she's talking about health care being that issue, because those health care is an issue, but then there's the ACA subsidies, which is a separate issue. I mean, I know that they're related, but they seem to want to make this about something so much more, because I think that they know that it polls well with the American people, because everyone has empathy when it comes to health care stories.
The subsidies and health care are as related as gasoline and a barbecue.
Yeah, well, this is where we are. All right, so what happens after they reopen the government here, and how do the Democrats save face?
Well, see, this is going to be the fun part. There's, 190 Democrats, something like that, in their conference, 192, whatever that is. It's going to be really, really wild to see after Hakeem Jeffries did two things in the last 24 hours, the Democratic leader of the House. He did two things. Number one, he said keeping the shutdown going, meaning starving little kids and women on the WIC program, starving people that need their food stamps. And I understand there's fraud with the food stamp program, and not a lot of people that are on SNAP actually truly need it, but there are some that do. And so those people that really do need that program, He's okay continuing to starve them, and doing so and starving the military of their paycheck and starving federal employees of their paycheck. All that is the patriotic thing to do, says Hakeem Jeffries. That's the patriotic thing to do. And so he's twisting everybody's arms. He's whipping this vote. He doesn't want one defection on the Democratic side. The real big question is, is there going to be? Is Jared Golden up in Maine's 2nd District, who's retiring and doesn't care anymore because the fever swamp can't go after him, is he going to vote with the Republicans? Is there going to be one or two sane Democrats? Is there going to be 10? That's going to be the real question, because if a handful of Democrats say, you know, I actually want to be able to fly home too, so I'm going to go ahead and vote for it, and Hakeem Jeffries can't wrestle his own cats the way Chuck Schumer didn't wrestle his. Is everybody going to call for Hakeem Jeffries head on a
plate
too?
Well, here's what I would say about Hakeem Jeffries, outside of what the Democrats feel. And, you know, I've been watching him. I think we get a little bit of a closer glimpse here in the past couple of weeks. Feckless, that word comes to mind, because I don't see leadership. And, you know, he keeps saying, you know, I guess all politicians, and we have people on our side that just keep repeating the talking points. But, boy, if that's the guy that if Republicans lose control of the House, that it's in charge of the House of Representatives, we got bigger problems down the road, certainly. It might make you long for Nancy Pelosi.
Exactly. I think Hakeem Jeffries at this point, he is like the Game of Thrones character that thinks that the girl with the dragons is probably going to be the one that wins in the end. So I better do whatever she wants. That's his kind of leadership he's offering.
So Dwayne Patterson is here from HotAir.com, host of the Dwayne's World podcast. Let me get you into some other issues here this afternoon. First and foremost, and I haven't played the audio, did you have time or were you involved with your show? Did you see RFK Jr. and J.D. Vance at that event this morning?
I did.
Was that not impressive?
I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that are saying that J.D. Vance really needs to be the new Charlie Kirk. And he can't. I mean, he's vice president. He's full-time job. He can't go to college campuses, 3 days a week or four times a month. But he should do that a lot more because he does speak a lot of sense. He did about a 2.5-minute masterclass on Appalachia.
Yeah, Appalachian and the poverty there and help. It was really interesting.
Yeah, and what populism really means there and. He gets to the bottom of it. And again, as far as conservative leaders go on our side, there are few people that get it and can articulate it as well as J.D. Vance can. I cannot wait for the coming debate between J.D. Vance and AOC, if that's who it tends to be. Now, we may be in such a ridiculous period of world history that the debates don't matter. I mean, with Zohran Mamdani in New York City, the debates didn't matter, right? I mean, what facts and reason and whether the person is a complete moron or not didn't seem to matter to New Yorkers. Now, you can say the same thing about New Jersey's governor or Virginia's governor for attorney general. There was a lot of whacked out stuff that was just accepted as, they're a Democrat, so I guess it's my kind of corruption. I'm okay with it. But if the election in 2028 is about somebody who can reason and articulate and resonate with people versus somebody that can just go off on screeds, I'll take J.D. Vance any day of the week.
Yeah, you know, what was interesting, I'm monitoring. I was in the kitchen this morning. I'm surfing around, and I'm passively listening to this event with RFK Jr. and J.D. Vance. And then as I'm passively listening, I find myself more and more drawn in. And when I let you go here, I'm going to play a little of the audio because I would recommend anyone try to find that. I'm sure it's up there on the interwebs, and you can watch the Q&A because essentially RFK Jr. interviewed J.D. Vance, and it was fascinating. All right, one more question here. Have you guys touched, because I really haven't, but I'm watching from afar, this whole ridiculous situation with Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson and Megyn Kelly. Are you dialed into any of that or talking about that at all?
Not very much. What I can say about that is that in my 30 years of radio, I have created this mythical place. This mythical place is called Camp Go Away. It is a tropical island. It is fully stocked with whatever you could possibly want to sustain and survive. Perfect climate. You don't have to worry about things. Everything is paid for by some unknown entity. It is a wonderful place to go and just go away and stay there and
forever.
Never come back.
Forever.
Forever. Now, there's plenty of people that you would want to go to Camp Go Away. These are people that you don't wish physical harm to because we don't do that in this country. But you just wish they would shut up and go away and stay there. Keith Olbermann comes to mind.
Oh, he would be at the top of the list for sure. That's a great example.
So these kind of people you would want to go to Camp Go Away and stay there. Can Candace Owens have her own little archipelago island off of that, from even the other people on Camp Go Away?
I would vote for that. I would approve of that.
That's where she should go.
I think that kind of sums up the whole topic right there. Dwayne Patterson, awesome to have you. Have a great week. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, take care. Yeah, that's an excellent analogy there. Let me play you. I know you're a good big fan of RFK Jr., yep. But this was really great, and it was interesting. And I love, been following politics since the early 1980s. I've said this in one way, shape, or form over the years, even recently. It's nice to have someone who's just not a pencil neck geek type of Republican. Mike Johnson's a little bit more geeky, but he still communicates. But J.D. Vance just talks.
Right,
and Senator Schmidt does that too.
Smart human,
right? He communicates and he understands and he listens to questions and he answers them. So he was asked by RFK Jr. How do you even view this role that you have right now?
He requires honest counsel.
In other words, if I have an opinion on something, whether I agree or disagree with the administration position, it's really, really important that I talk to the president about it. He doesn't want yes men, and I think that's one of the reasons why you guys have a great relationship, is because you're always thinking about how can I actually give the president the best counsel. But then the second thing is, when the president makes a decision, your job is to execute. It's not to run to the papers and say, well, actually, I disagreed with this decision, or, you know, run to the Congress and badmouth the administration. It's to execute. And I think the reason why the president has trust in me is because, yes, I absolutely tell the president what I think about a given issue, but I also recognize I'm the vice president, he's the president, and when the president of the United States makes a decision, it's time to go and get it done. And I think in part because I get things done, right? I mean, sometimes Congress doesn't cooperate. Sometimes the private sector doesn't cooperate. Like, I'm not saying any of us have a batting average of 100, but what I think all of us who have earned the president's trust do is that when the administration makes a decision, when he makes a decision, we actually go out and get it done.
So one of the things, they had some lighter moments, and they were talking about physical fitness. And when they get into Appalachia and all that, that's a very serious conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, important, really, because you have people in some of the most impoverished areas in the country that are obese and have, you know, some of the stats that J.D. Vance was rattling off when it came to life expectancy. It's stunning how much lower people in Appalachia, their life expectancy, like not past 70, where in other parts of the country, it's much higher than that. But they were talking a little bit about physical fitness, and, you know, RFK's got this workout, which is 100 push-ups and 50 pull-ups, and you have to do it within 10 minutes. And then there's, you know, the Marines have their own workout, which is not as defined, but has a bunch of different multifaceted training programs. So that came up a little bit.
Now we've come to the lightning round.
Great.
A Marine Corps workout or Pete and Bobby challenge?
Oh, that's tough, man. So it's I would say Marine Corps workout, especially for me, that the one thing, so I can do like 5 dead hang pull-ups.
I can't. Never have been able to. That's pretty good, I'd say.
Yeah.
Can you do a couple
Are
of pull-ups?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
no.
I can't do a pull-up. I can do it on the machine that kind of helps you, but yeah.
I haven't tried that.
No, that's a nice machine, actually.
You know, I have longer arms. I'm a little fatter than I should be. And, I, you know, especially like 10 years or so ago, I got a little out of shape. And so it's actually the Marine Corps, like, physical fitness test has been an incredible guidepost to me getting back in shape. And and it's basically you run 3 miles, you do 100 crunches, or now instead of crunches, they do it's this weird planking exercise that's a core exercise, and then there's pull-ups. But I felt like that's been a very good focus. The Pete and Bobby challenge is for people who are in as good a shape as Pete and Bobby, which is not yet me, but that's my goal. My goal is to get there.
So that's pretty good. And then I thought this was interesting. He came up, RFK Jr., showed a little personality. He said, who's the funniest member of the cabinet?
Who's the funniest guy on the cabinet?
Well, obviously, the President of the United States. Yeah. I mean,
beside him.
Beside him, I mean, look, we all have different views on this. My personal vote for funniest person outside the president is probably Marco.
Yeah, Marco.
He has an incredible sense of humor. He's got great comedic timing.
Rival.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, you know, there are a couple others. Look, very good sense
There's
of humor
on
the cabinet.
People,
There's a lot of funny people. I think Marco is the funniest outside the president.
I could see that Marco Rubio would be the choice there.
Thing that makes everybody laugh,
correct?
At least once during the cabinet meeting.
That's right. Well, I mean, I don't know if you saw this video circulating on social media, but, you know, the president met the president of Syria, al-Shara, in the Oval Office a couple of days ago, and, you know, he asked him, he's like, well, how many wives do you have? and it's just like, oh, what an amazing question. Amazing comedic timing.
So maybe there's an answer. Maybe someone can answer this question. Name one person. I might even expand this to Republicans. I think Eric Schmidt can do that because he and JD are friends and they have a lot of relatability. And this is why I've always heaped praise on Senator Schmidt. And I've known him for a long time because he keeps it real. He talks like real people. Name a leader in the Democrat Party. I'm being serious here. Who can talk to people like that? Just communicate. Just talk.
Nope.
Not have to think about a programmed answer.
Nope.
I can't think of anyone, really, that's actively a leader in Democrat politics right now. If someone has a name, I'd love to hear it. You got to hear the latest out of Velda City. You may have not even heard of Velda City.
I had not. But I'm mortified.
They were doing to rip off the taxpayers. The police chief is, maybe it's not so stunning, you know, when you think about it, but I'll have details coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I put something up on Twitter here a short time ago with a screenshot of the Dow today, which closed at 48,254. And my post said, effing Trump, just wrecking our 401ks. And then one idiot says, yeah, well, that's a one-day sample size. You really own the libs. Have you not paid attention to what's going on with the market, especially since the spring when there was all this doom and gloom? And I'll admit, I was a bit of a panickin. And people are like, oh, the tariffs are going to ruin the stock market. We are in record high territory. You're going to have some down days, right? There's no doubt. But take a look at your 401k, the idiot who tweeted at me, because I think you're going to find that the returns are there and they're a lot higher than they were the past few years. I can say that with certainty. So it's just ridiculous. The libs, they can't give any credit anywhere. And that's what happens. Okay, I got to get to this Velda City story, which is, you know, on the one hand, this is shocking. On the other hand, it's not. And here's the story. The former police chief and administrator of Velda City, which is up on, you know, 170 as you head north toward the airport, he pleaded guilty to charging city credit cards for personal expenses, buying himself a new tow truck for his own business. That was very generous. And paying his spouse for work he never did. Daniel Polino pleaded guilty to two felonies, defrauded the North St. Louis County municipality of $313,420. His salary was $95,000 to oversee the police department and city operations. This is This is another example of a municipality in St. Louis that should simply not be its own municipality. There's 1,200 people there, 20% of whom live below the federal poverty line. It's a disaster. It's near Normandy and Wellston and Pagedale. There's some other communities that shouldn't be communities, but we're well past that. We're not going to do a county-city merger. We're not going to get, you know, through any of this and have any success in consolidation. So we're going to keep having stories like this. In 2020, I was reminded by our local paper that the city's treasurer in Velda City was sentenced to prison for stealing $400,000 in money. And then they said that two mayors died in quick succession. Then earlier this year, when Andrew Bailey was the attorney general, he sued over a closed-door meeting in which aldermen tried to censure the mayor. But if you get into this stuff with Polino, he was police chief of Velda City for over a decade. He was then appointed to be city administrator. I think he's kind of doing both jobs at the same time. Over the course of 2 years after the pandemic, he charged city credit cards 17 times to transfer $37,000 to his personal towing and renovation businesses.
Whoa.
He bought himself a $25,000 tow truck for one of his businesses on 55 occasions.
Side note, that seems cheap. Must be used.
It was used.
Okay.
Maybe he was trying to do this, you know, he was hitting the taxpayers up and trying to do it on a budget.
Yeah,
so give him credit for that.
Yeah, that's true.
On 55 occasions, he made a total of $54,000 in direct deposits from the city to his personal bank account, claiming that he was paying his husband for work that he'd done in the city's public works department. He never did any work. It did say his husband, didn't it? Yeah, it said his husband. He also transferred $30,000 for additional payroll that was never approved by the city. He used the city charge card to charge $3,900 to cheap Caribbean vacations. Hey, was he traveling with Tishara?
Wow.
He used a city card for $4,000 at Bomarito Audi. In March of 24, he resigned from Velda City. Okay, so I guess he's been there. He's been gone for a while. What else does it say? That's unbelievable. Oh, okay. So the latest is Velda City contracted with North County Police Cooperative so they can have a little bit more consolidation. But man, so this guy pleaded guilty to all this today. So there's no doubt that he did this. These are not allegations. He will be sentenced on February 10th. Typical of the guidelines here would be 2 to 3 years in prison. But man, 2 years in prison for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Jeez.
And a new tow truck. Not too bad of a deal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We'll have a, it's kind of weird because it's Wednesday, we had yesterday off, but we'll have a Reardon Roundtable coming up on Friday. See, I can't even get the days straight,
it.
Right? Jane will be here on the panel. Greg Keller as well. I'm not sure if we have the other lefty that has been appointed. Let's see if Fred wrote anything down. I don't believe so. But here's one of the issues we want to talk about. Governor Kehoe is talking, and Republicans have talked about this for a while, getting rid of the state income tax. We're going to talk about that and a couple other fiscal issues with David Stokes, Director of Municipal Property at the Show Me Institute. How are you, David? Good afternoon. It's been a little bit.
I'm doing great, Mark. Great to see you, sir.
I know
great
we're going
to talk with you.
Yeah, well,
but I'm not seeing you, I guess.
Well,
great to talk with you.
You can look on the X, the formerly Twitter, or the YouTube, and you can see me. I know we're going to talk about some proposals that would do some different things with minority contractors and requirements with private developments. But let me get your thoughts on this idea to get rid of the state income tax. One thing that we should make clear from the very start, which is very similar, you and I probably have had many conversations over the years about the earnings tax. Any proposal about the earnings tax in the city of St. Louis or getting rid of the state income tax, it wouldn't happen in one fell swoop. This would be something that would be phased out over a period of likely something like a decade, right?
That's the general assumption, yeah. And I read the Post story on Governor Kehoe's announcement and the comments in there from legislative leadership. I think it's great. And yeah, you know, look for the exact details to come out. But you would generally just, it's amazing what you can do if you just hold the line and hold discipline on spending. As you allow your economy to grow and your tax revenues to grow, if you can hold your line on spending, you can phase out that income tax over time and replace it. The general assumption would be it would be replaced by increased sales tax revenues, and perhaps even a slightly higher sales tax would be a part of the plan as well. But it would be excellent. One of the first studies the Show Me Institute released when we first opened 20 years ago was a study on how to phase out the state's income tax, and most importantly of all, the benefits that would come from that. You know, Missouri, it's a great comparison to Tennessee because, you know, a lot of the other states without income taxes, they have a lot of advantages, Texas, Florida, whatever. But Tennessee is very comparable, and I spent a lot of time in Tennessee. We've got family there. And for the four decades now, they've gone from a much smaller economic state than Missouri to a much larger one now. And the lack of a state income tax there in Tennessee has been one part of that.
Wouldn't, though, I mean, my assumption, you tell me, because you always have to have what Democrats are going to want is offsets. What we would say is, okay, let's not spend as much money. But in Tennessee, don't they have a ton of money that's coming from tourists, a lot more than we would have here in Missouri?
Well, I don't know. I've been in Nashville. I've seen the bachelorette party buses go around that street
right.
night after night. Like
certainly
they're making some money down there in downtown Nashville. But I don't know if they. I mean, we have great tourist attractions in Missouri too, in Lake of the Ozarks and Branson, and here in St. Louis. So I don't know if they make a lot more money from tourists than we do. I do know this: they have very, very high sales taxes in Tennessee, mm-hmm. both state and local. And I'm not suggesting that Missouri needs to get to those extremely high levels. Look, I've got family who, when they visit us in St. Louis from Tennessee, they go shopping and they stock up
they
on
appreciate
expensive
it.
Stuff.
Right, right.
Right.
Well, that's the thing. Look, as you know, David, and I've talked about this over the years, and I'm well removed from this discussion now because it's been almost two decades, but I had a really, really interesting way to put these property taxes into perspective from my time in Milwaukee, because it was stunning how high the property taxes were up there. And I'll just offer you, so I had a home that I think I bought for like 170. Now, this is 20 something years ago. This would have been 1997. I bought it for like 170, right? I sold it for, I think, 205. So the last year that I had that home, my property taxes on generally a $200,000 house, $5,400.
What?
So in many cases, your escrow was higher than your principal. And what was happening up there is a lot of people, and this is happening here too, you have people that own their homes outright, but they're being priced out because of the property taxes.
Wow.
Now, I bring this up because whenever we talk about that, well, people have to bring up, and this is somewhat fair, they say, well, look, you don't have as high property taxes in Missouri, but you also have this nonsense with personal property tax, and you have the income tax, and you have the, so, you know, when all is said and done, the government's getting their money from somewhere, I guess is my point.
The government's going to get its money from somewhere, and it always does. You're absolutely right. Now, to the point, I do not think there's the political will by anyone almost to fund phasing out the income tax with a higher state property tax. There is no state property tax in Missouri, other than a very small blind pension fund, which the state receives a very, very small property tax on that. Everything else is various
local, right.
Various local
schools,
governments,
et cetera. That's right.
I don't think they would go the route of even a small state property tax to offset that. I think it will be done over time by letting revenues, primarily sales tax revenues, increase faster than expenditures, and then you do that for a decade, and you can phase out that individual income tax.
Well, and you know, like you said, we've been talking about this for a long time, but there's a real opportunity here with the supermajority and with Governor Kehoe, you know, running the show maybe for two sessions. That might not be something that, you know, results in a ballot issue next year, because my understanding is this has to go to the voters, but maybe in the next couple of years. I know you wanted to talk about this plan to expand minority contractors and apprenticeships here in I don't know if that's the whole state or just in St. Louis County, but explain that issue, David.
It's in St. Louis County, and it is bad. It is very bad, and it sort of came up. It surprised some members of the council last week when it came up, because for a while they've been trying to update the procurement rules for county government. And that's fine. That's all very standard updates over time. But when the substitute bill dropped, it has all sorts of dramatic expansions of requirements to pay prevailing wages, to only take bids from companies with apprenticeship programs, which favors union companies over non-union companies, to require the use of minority and women-owned businesses in far more contracts. They didn't just do this for St. Louis County projects. Under this bill, which has not been finally passed yet, we'll vote on it next week, you know, this is going to be required for every single project in the county that gets any type of tax subsidy or tax incentive, no matter how small. And while, Mark, you and your regular listeners know that the Show Me Institute is staunch opponents of tax subsidies, this is the wrong way to address that. This is going to bury developers and builders, construction, in red tape and regulations throughout St. Louis County, and it's just a terrible idea, and people need to be concerned about it.
Well, what because I was unfamiliar with it, but is there a chance that it might pass the council? Is that a
okay? Absolutely, and I understand. The county executive has not been quoted on it, to my knowledge, but his people in his administration were coming out opposed to it at the last council meeting, where it did pass on perfection. It passed rather widely last week on perfection, and it's my understanding that a few council members didn't really. It was a very large bill that just dropped right before the meeting as a substitute, and sometimes you don't know what's in everything. So hopefully there'll be a lot of people reconsidering their votes next week, because, you know, this, as I would joke, and it's not a funny thing, but this would be great for the economies of St. Charles County, Franklin County, and Jefferson County.
Right.
But it's going to be terrible terrible for business and development in St. Louis County, and just to take county government and to use it to benefit one type of business, in this case, certain union contractors, and also to expand this sort of disadvantaged business enterprise and require prevailing wages, which really raise the cost of all sorts of projects. This is just sort of a trifecta of bad policies all at once.
So I educated myself in a unique way a few months back, and Sue's heard me complaining about this road closure by my house, which is Hillsborough Road, which is out near 141 and 44. But because, and by the way, it's just a big pain in the ass, and they're supposed to have it open by November 30th, and it's not going to be open. But when the project began in the spring, I went to Valley Park, and I said, I'd like to see, and I'd been asking about this for a couple of years. The project was actually supposed to start a year and a half ago. There was delay, and much of the delay is red tape. So they were nice enough. Nathan at Valley Park was nice enough to send me all of the contracts, the financials, and everything. So I'm reading through. I don't do this. I'm not a lawyer. I don't read through contracts for, you know, road projects and bridge projects ever, David. But I start to read through this. And the requirements and the things that these contractors have to prove and provide when it comes to minority, female, blah, 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 is unreal. I can't believe that anything gets done or gets done on time, which, by the way, maybe that's why this you know, delayed. But the amount of language that's in there, and now you're kind of making the case that they're going to beef it up even more. I'm not sure how anyone can get past all that red tape.
Well, and they're not. And what I mean by that is you're going to have small businesses, small contractors just won't bid on these projects. That's one of the reasons the expenses go up, because you'll have fewer bidders. That's part of the point of it. You'll have a smaller number of bidders, so inevitably they'll bid more with less competition. The prices will increase through prevailing wages. You'll have to hire more people to account for the new requirements for women and minority-owned business contractors that you need to subcontract to. It's just the taxpayers are going to be hammered by it, and residents are going to be hammered by things that don't get done, projects that don't move forward because it's too expensive and too complicated. So you're talking about probably one mid-sized road project that, you know, apparently it's probably a county project if it had these rules in it, or at least Valley Park
this
may have their
Valley
own rules
Park.
Here.
Yeah, it's Valley Park.
They may have their own. But now you're going to expand this dramatically into private all sorts of private projects, just because those private projects may get some type of subsidy or incentive. And again, I'm an arch enemy of these subsidies and incentives. You know that.
Yes.
But to sort of try to stop, they're not trying to stop them. They're trying to limit who can bid for these projects in the first place. And then they're going to make these subsidies, people are just going to ask for more because it's going to be more expensive to do these projects.
It's a protectionist type of piece of legislation is what it is, David Stokes. Thank you for coming on here.
Absolutely.
We'll keep us posted on that. I'll check in with Dennis Hancock on the council, too.
Sounds great, right, Mark. David, always great talking with you.
You, too. Take care. Audio cut of the day on deck.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Sue, do you know the last time that there was a U.S. coin that was discontinued?
Ooh, let me think. Not really.
It was the half cent in 1857,
okay.
The half cent. But today, the very last penny came off the mint in this country after 230 years, no more pennies. Now, they started phasing them out. We've been talking about this for a while, but here's Edward Lawrence from Fox News.
Copper is part of the problem with the penny price increases, what did in the penny, and the last penny will be minted today inside the U.S. Mint here in Philadelphia. They minted 2.3 billion pennies in fiscal year 2024, but no more after today. The cost of the penny to make it is actually 3.7 cents, penny only worth 1 cent, and that's material and production costs. The U.S. Mint lost $85.3 million in fiscal year 2024 making pennies. So back in February, President Trump called out the waste on the penny and directed the Treasury Secretary to take steps that led to today, get rid of the penny. The first federally issued penny from the U.S. Mint 232 years ago. It was one designed by Benjamin Franklin. Now, the implications of this could be that companies start eventually rounding up or rounding down with prices, but there are no mandates from or given from this administration to do that. Now, for penny purists, you can still use the penny. It's going to still be in circulation. It's still worth 1 cent out in the general public, but, you know, this is a historic day, and that's just my 2 cents worth.
Yeah. So, you know, what's going to happen? Are they going to round prices down? Are they going to round them up? Because there's no pennies. Look, there's plenty of pennies out there. Well, some of this is going to take a while for it to take effect, but I think it was the right move. After talking about it for years, decades maybe.
But I wonder if people will now start saving them or hoarding them, and it'll just be interesting to see all the repercussions.
The Washington Post story, and I have to look into this maybe a little bit more for tomorrow, but they said that the last couple of pennies that came off the print will actually be auctioned off.
Oh, see? It's starting already.
That's right. Exactly. All right, Sue, have a great night. We'll talk tomorrow.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.